Okay, so we have some odds and ends that we still need to finish up in the Mishnah. If you are, I wouldn't call them random points, but you know, salient points. And then hopefully we can start the Gemara. So again, Mishnah Telcheskas Abatim Aboros Vashich Mamoros Vashoychos and Rechatzos Besabatim Besachim Avadim Choshos Peros Tadir Cheskasin Shel Shanim Miyom Miyom. So when it comes to something which produces constantly, the chazaka must be Miyom Miyom. Stay Beis Abal Cheskasa Shel Shanim Ve'im Miyom Miyom. When it comes to the Beis Abal, the chazaka is for 3 years, and it does not have to be. Does not have to be from day to day. So now, again, what we were looking at yesterday was Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael comes along, and at least the way that Rashi understood is that Rabbi Yishmael is qualifying. You just told me that this day Beis Abal does not require Yom Yom. So what does it require? Zok Rabbi Yishmael, 18 months. 3 in the first year, 12 full year in the middle, and 3 at the end. Says the Mishnah, Harei Elu, or Harei Yud Ches Chodesh, which equals 18 months. So Tosfos asks, Shehein Yud Ches Chodesh Tema. I don't understand. Is it coming to teach me the minyan? Is it coming to teach me how to add? Why does Rabbi Yishmael have to say that 3 plus 3 plus 12 equals 18? Isn't that obvious? Okay, so maybe it is obvious. What's the problem? No extra words in the Mishnah. Why is Rabbi Yishmael telling us this? Oh. And how do I know that this is a legitimate question? Says Tosfos. I can list off for you a whole bunch of other Gemaros where the Gemara asks this exact question. Where the Gemara asks, if it just seems to be that we're adding up and telling you the minyan, the amount of time, there must be a chiddush. Is it coming just to count? Now says Tosfos, Vileka lameimar, and don't say. Now, if Tosfos is saying don't say, what does that mean? That this is probably the easiest answer to the question, right? It's the most obvious answer to the question is whatever I'm about to say, but I'll tell you why it's not the good answer. Vileka lameimar, don't say deris tsufin asalash meinon. Oh. Don't tell me it's coming to teach me that you need ritsufin. What is ritsufin? Consecutive. Meaning, what would the easiest answer have been to this question of the Gemara? What would the easiest explanation have been in this Mishnah in answer to this question of Tosfos? Is the reason that he says 3, 3, and 12 is 18 is because it has to equal 18. But if you break it up in some other way, and your 3... and your 3 and your 12 has other numbers in there because it's not Ritzufin, it's not the same thing. Now, why would I think that Ritzufin, not being Ritzufin, would be problematic?
There's a time in between, I guess, when the guy could come.
And again, this is the balance that we're still working through. It's only the beginning of the parak. We're going to have to figure this out. But if it's true that part of the chazakah is the ability for the ma'arer, the original owner, to have seen that I was there, and now Rabbi Yishmael is coming and truncating it, we still need to make sure that he has that possibility of being able to, to see and to be ma'arer. But if he's not going to be able to see and be ma'arer because he could say I showed up during that month that you're not there, then it is not going to be, a good chazakah. So Taka sounds like a good answer. So why is it not a good answer? Right? Tosfos says, Vileka lameimar. Why is it not a good answer? It says Tosfos. Belekel maybe there are two nusleishman dim kain. My kamash malan, Rav Huna. What does Rav Huna come along to teach me? What does that mean? What does that mean? So on daf of Tesamid Aleph, if you have the Mesorah Seshas over here, actually has a reference to it. But the Gemara on daf of Tesamid Aleph quotes from Rav Huna that there is that Shalosh Shanim Amar Rav Huna. It's the middle of the page. Amar Rav Huna Shalosh Shanim Sha'amru, the 3 years that we are talking about here. Hu Shachalon Ritzufos. It has to be consecutive. So if Rav Huna is coming to tell me that they have to be, it has to be consecutive, it can't be that's pshat in the Mishnah, because then I don't need Rav Huna. Right? Rav Huna is an Amora. So I don't need Rav Huna to be mechadesh to me that you need Ritzufim, if that's why Rabbi Yishmael said Shehein Yud Ches Chodesh was telling me that you need Ritzufim. So again, so Tosos is not, again, make sure it's clear, Tosos is not saying that there's no din of Ritzufim. There is absolutely a din of Ritzufim. But it can't be the answer to why Rabbi Yishmael adds it up for me in the Mishnah when I wouldn't think he needs to add it up. Because we know it already from Rav Huna. We know it from Rav Huna. So where does that leave us as Tosvos? B'gemara mashmah di masnis and lova shemina debayin ritzuf mi lo dashmin Rav Huna. I, maybe Rav Huna got it from the Mishnah. That's not crazy. Right? There are times when things are not explicit in the Mishnah. There's a diuk to be made in the Mishnah. And one of the Amoraim in the Gemara is going to explicate for us what the Mishnah is trying to teach us. So there's no mashmos like that in the Gemara. There's no mashmos. Meaning, if the Gemara would have said, you know, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yud Ches Chodesh Shehein, I'm sorry, this Chazaka Shehein Yud Ches Chodesh, and then the Gemara would have said, and Rav Huna says, Maika Mashmalan, and to that Rav Huna would have responded, oh, Deboina Ritzufim, that you need to have consecutive. So I would say, good, everything's great. But there's no mashmos that that is where we're getting it from. And therefore, Tosfos leaves it bitzarachim. Tosfos does not have an answer as to what Rabbi Yishmael, as to what Rabbi Yishmael is coming to teach us. Says the Ramban. Says the Ramban, Shehem Shmona Asar Chodesh. Ika Dekashle, there are those who ask. Who are those who ask? Tosos. Right? Ika Dekashle, Atir Mishmael, Minyan Asar Ashmihan. Is Rabbi Shmuel just doing addition for me? Is he just adding it up for me? Dok Nanami Akshidur Gamma Dikidushin, Zed Yuma. We have all these places where we ask this as a Kasha. The Ikalimar Rabbi Shmuel Afuke Musmifuzarin Asa Ulyakhi Amar Shane Shona Zakharashitsufin. Ah! Says Rabban, you know what the answer to those discussions? It's teaching us Ritzufin. Now why didn't Tosos answer that? Because Rav Huna does, right? Tosos entertain this. So says the Ramban, v'chi teiman, if you're going to tell me, v'chi teiman, i'hachi Rav Huna b'gemar my kamash malan, mas nisibi, if you're going to say no, if Rav Yishmael is coming to teach me Ritzufin from the fact that the Mishnah adds it up and says Yud Ches Chodesh, that must mean that they have to be consecutive, then what's Rav, now the question just shifts, now the question's on the Gemara, why does Rav Huna tell it to me? To that, the Midrashuah, the Shulam Rabbanan, the Suam Idea, Lomi, the Kasan, Miyom, the Yom. Furthermore, we do know where Rav Huna gets it from. He gets it from the fact that it says Miyom, the Yom. Right? Those are the words we got them up here yesterday. Right? It has to be from day to day. What? That implies Ritzufim. And that was where Rav Huna got it from. So even if you wanted to say that Rav Huna was getting it from Rabbi Yishmael, it's not what he says. Ikal Neymar, you could say the Rafuna Dukya Dmaskisan Kamash Vablan. Say that Rabuna was learning it out from the Mishnah. But we still have a problem because that's not what Rabuna says. Right? Rabuna tells us that it's coming from Niyom Niyom, and it's not coming from the edition of Shehem Yud Ches Chodesh.
Also, why would you be repeating? Mishnah says?
No, because again, the Mishnah doesn't tell us what to make of it. Right? The Mishnah doesn't tell us. Right, it's a diuk of Mishnah. Why the Mishnah to take the extra words? It teaches us this, so that would not be problematic. The problem is that Rav Huna doesn't seem to give that as the source in the Gemara. So he still has to answer that question. Don't worry, the Ramban's on his game, so you're going to address that also. Says the Ramban, the Gemara with the Gassan Yom Yom. Oh, but the diuk in the Gemara is from Yom Yom. It's not from Shein Yud Ches Chodesh. The nichol lehu lakshuri midrabanan velo midrabishmal mishum dekeva demashas manayo duma filum ufuzarim nami drabanan kamash malan. Says the Ramban, Ein hachanami. There are two different places in the Mishnah that seem to be teaching the same thing. So why would I need a Mishnah to teach me the same thing twice? I have two diukim for the same thing. Well, how many opinions are there in our Mishnah? Is it possible, right? Miyom Miyom is the called the Tanakhama. Right, is the opening of the Mishnah. If Rabbi Yishmael, now again, as far as we know, I think most of us, maybe other than Moshe, will agree that the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, in terms of a place of Shlachim, right, a really good field that producing Tadir, we're all going to agree that it requires 3 full years. Right? And that Rabbi Shmuel, whatever Rabbi Shmuel truncated, was just in a Beis Avot. Right? Oh. Now let's pretend for a moment. It doesn't say Miyom Liyom. It doesn't say Miyom Liyom in the Reisha. I know it's a little bit technical, but hold cup for a second. Right? It doesn't say Miyom Liyom in the Reisha. And it says Shehein Shmona Asar Chodesh in Rabbi Yishmael. Would I have automatically known that the same thing applies, that if Rabbi Yishmael requires for his truncated 18 months that has to be Ritzufin, would I necessarily know that the 3 years have to be Ritzufin?
You're saying you come back
if
every 5 years?
What?
Say 5 years, three of those years are...
Or maybe, yeah, right, maybe it can cover more time.
In the scenario that it does not say Yom Liyom?
If the Mishnah had not written the words Miyom Liyom, just say it means a chazakah of 3 years, correct? Could it have been covered over 3.5 years? Possibly. But doesn't Rabbi Shmuel say that his requires exactly 18 months? Well, maybe that's because Rabbi Shmuel is trying to squish the time, right? Similar to what we were dealing with yesterday in Tosfos, right? Rabbi Shmuel is trying to create any connection he can with his year because the achilos are so quick, right? He's even going to rely on the fact that you lock people out as being part of a chazaka when we know that doesn't even work usually for a riot. Oh, so says the Ramban, if I only had Miyom Liyom, I'm sorry, if I only had Shehein Yud Ches Chodesh, then I would not have necessarily known that it was true from by regular Cheskas Gimel as well.
So it was a different answer.
What?
So it was a different answer than the one he gave in the beginning, no?
Who?
Rabban. It's a new answer, because the first one I was just talking about.
Well, he's again. Oh, let's put it in stages, right? The question was, right? His question was, right, why does it add it up? Right? Right? His answer was to teach us Ritzufa. Right? Answer is Ritzufa. His question was, Ravuna. Learn, Rav Huna teaches us, Rav Huna, was there another step here? 1 second. Did I skip a step? That Rav Huna teaches it to us. Rav Huna teaches us Ritzufin. Question one. And question two is Rav Huna teaches us Ritzufin from Miyom Miyom. Right? It's a sub part of that same question.
Not from 18.
Not from 18. Good? So you're going to say that Rav Huna that is teaching us that it doesn't help to say that he's teaching us the Din of Ritzufin because he's learning from somewhere else. So now the answer is trying to explain why we would need it twice. Why would you need it twice? So the answer that the Ramban is giving is, right, if only 18 months, I wouldn't know Ritzufin for 3 years necessarily. Right? It wouldn't be a raya. It wouldn't be a raya. Why not? Because again, maybe it's only necessary when you're trying to shrink it into 18 months. Right? But when it's a full 3 years, so let it be spread out a little bit. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Oh. So now, according to this, according to Ramban, what's Ramban telling us? That we learned the din of Ritzufin from where in the Mishnah? Two places. We learned it from Yom Yom, and we learned it from the 18 months. What's the only kasha that we have left that Ramban doesn't explicitly address is,
why not just learn from 18 for 3 years in that cup corner?
So that's one question. So why don't we learn it out?
Just learn Yom Yom.
Right. Why, if it's true about Yom Yom, why isn't that enough to teach us? Why isn't that enough to teach us for Rabbi Yishmael?
Why is Rav Huna only teach it from Yom Yom?
That was the question that I had in mind. We should answer both of them, right? Is that in the end, how did Rav Huna pick?
First one on the list.
Maybe. But more precisely is probably the answer to Reuben's question is probably, if I wouldn't have had 18 months and I would have had Yom Yom, it's possible that I would have said that Ritzufim is a halacha when it's producing constantly. And similar to the issue we were grappling with in Tosos yesterday. But when you're not doing anything anyway, maybe you don't need a tzufin. So the same logic can probably go in both directions, and I can't derive one from the other. Why would I go with the Yom Yom over the 18 months? The answer to that may be the following. If you have a choice between going with the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yishmael, so who would you go with? Usually, you go with the Rabbanan. Now, you're going to tell me, but they're really both the Rabbanan. Why are they both the Rabbanan? Because what's the pshat in the opening of the Mishnah when the Mishnah says that in the Beis Aval, doesn't make the peros tadir that you don't need miyom liyom. So Rashi told us that the pshat in that line is Rabbi Yishmael, right? The answer is that not everybody agrees to that. Not everybody agrees to that. It was a question that I posed to yesterday, which is, are there two or three shitos in the Mishnah? So we know there is one shita that it seems to be everybody agrees to. Kulei amal b'pligi, right? Beis HaShlachim, which is going to be code word for something which produces fruits for 3 years straight, right? Needs 3 years miyom liyom. We also know Rabbi Shmuel says 18 months, and we don't know yet, but we're going to get there in a moment, that Rabbi Akiva says 14 months, which is a shortened version of Rabbi Shmuel. Question is there another shita over here? But I left that number two. Is there another shita over there? What would that shita? So Rashi told us there isn't. Right, Rashi told us that, right, shita number two is, right, is Beis Abadim, right, is Gimel Shanim, and, alright, not Miyom Liyom. Not Miyom Liyom. So Rashi told us that two, right, these two are a subset of two. It's just a perish. In which case, and the kasha still stands, why would Rav Huna pick one over the other? But there is another shita in the Rishonim, which I think the Ramban himself says, but others for sure say, that there are actually three shitas over here. The Ran points it out here. I don't know if Ramban himself says it as well. But the Ran points it out. Right, Stevach, Asgosa, Gemashan, and Perish Rashi, Rabbi Shogar, Rabbi Kiva, the Fushi, Mosul, Tanakama, Kasu. Right, what we were saying until now. That the Tanakama said the Beis HaBaal does not need day to day. What does that mean? Rabbi Kiva, are you? 18 or 14? Vilam Chumar! You're wrong. Wrong. Rashi, you got it wrong, says the Ran, another Rishonim. Because the Gemara Muchach is going to become clear in the Gemara later on, and Rashi actually will not disagree with this. Rashi is going to have to agree with this, that there is a third opinion. There is a third opinion. What Rashi will say is that the third opinion doesn't appear in the Mishnah, right? We don't always have every opinion of Tanoim appearing in the Mishnah. Right, we'll have a Mesa, we'll have times when the Gemara clues us in on other shitos that exist without them being explicit. But says the Ran and other Rishonim that it's not true here. That there's another opinion here. Dirabbanan pligi elayu. Elabaha pligi. What's the machlokas? The Tanakama Savar cheskasa shelo shonero eno sarvet po perasel tader b'chol yom kibes ha-shlachin. Remember back, way back when, before we were Rebbe Bishmon, Rebbe Akiva, how did you understand the second clause of the Mishnah? The clause that said that Beis HaBadim is Gimel Shanim and not Miyom Liyom. Did you think that it could be done in less than 3 years? I didn't. Right? The pashtus is that it's 3 years, but you don't have to be there with as much consistency from day to day as you would in a Beis HaShlachim. Along came Rashi and tainted our view and said, no, that's not what it means. It's Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. It's 18 and 14. Say the other Rishonim, no. It's another opinion. The Tanakam of the Mishnah is the Chachamim. And the Chachamim say that in every situation you need 3 full years. The difference between the two is how consistently within those years do you need to actually be eating. Meaning, to put it in a way that we'll understand, according to this, The Chachamim are going to say that whatever Tosfos said is true by the middle year, that you have to, in some way or other, sort of show your ownership even when you're not eating constantly. The same thing is true in the entirety of year one and the entirety of year three. But you will never, ever, ever be able to say, I have a Chizkas Gimlashanim, if the starting date and the ending date are less than 3 years apart. That is the Shita of the Chachamim, and everybody agrees that such a Shita exists. For whatever reason, and I don't know why, Rashi is convinced that Shita does not appear in the Mishnah. That's just not how Rashi understood the Mishnah, and therefore Rashi said that, just 1 second, that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing in understanding that second one, and that other Shita only appears later in the Gemara. But maybe the Ramban will learn like the Ran. That's the Pashtus. The Pashtus is, again, it seems to not be like Rashi. It's something obviously compelled Rashi to say it. But the Pashtus is that the opinion of the Chachamim is different. Why am I, it's important to know this, but why is that important for us, is that now, well, I think we can understand better why when Rav Huna picked the diuk in the Mishnah, he went with the opening one. Because that's according to the Chachamim in both. Right? Even within the Rabbi Shmuel Machlokas, even within Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim are party to that same Machlokas. So again, even though, yes, it's in the Miyom Miyom, it's from the Beis HaShlachim, but it's really one opinion of the Chachamim that you need 3 years. So yes, the Diyuk is coming from the Beis HaShlachim, not from the Beis HaBadim, but it's the same way that we would say that's indicative to what Rabbi Shmuel, maybe the Rabbi Shmuel hold, the same thing would be true within the Chacham, that you need 3 years in total. Okay, so again, with that, we just addressed two different issues that we had open. One is, why does it say 18, what's the chiddush of the 18 months? And we also, agav, have now understood that there might be a third opinion in the Mishnah. Yeah, Moshe.
According to the Ran, what is it that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing on both, or just both opinions?
No, they're only arguing on the Beis HaBadim. There are three opinions on Beis HaBadim, and everybody agrees about Beis HaShlachim for now. What are Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva arguing about? We're not going to have clarity on that. I mean, Tosfos mentioned it a little bit, but we're not going to get involved. Yeah.
According to the sheet that there's three opinions, the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel holding that regardless of Yom Yom and not Yom Yom, it needs 18 months, or is it only for the 18 months it takes? Only for the non-Yom Yom, you use 18 months.
Only for the non-Yom Yom. Okay. Everybody's going to, this case, as far as we know right now, everybody agrees to this. If it produces constantly, the chazakah needs to be a constant achila. Within Beis HaBadim, right, we either have two or three opinions. Which in reality is three according to everybody, but maybe not in the Mishnah. But this would at least hopefully answer the question. Good? Oh, beautiful.
How about we deal with the fact that the Mishnah Tzadka says Yom Shanim when it comes to non-Yom Yom Yom? Isn't that a simple reading?
The what?
What does Rashi do with the fact that in the non-Yom Yom?
He's going to say that you need pieces of every year. That's how Rabbi Shmuel learns, right? Because Kasan is Shalosh Shanim, but 3 months establishes that first year. The language of the Ramban, actually, on that line, when he was talking about one of the Havaminas.
Yeah, but the same Lashon was kind of like of the Reisha and the Emtza, kind of are indicative of three full years. I mean, if you're going to say such a Chiddush like that, what is the Mishnah to differentiate in the Lashon? It's a weak question.
I don't know the exact numbers and what's good, but what's more compelling, what's less compelling. But again, it's. There's enough room that Rabbi Shmuel can say it. Oh, beautiful. Okay, let's see Rabbi Akiva so that we can try to finish up the Mishnah. maybe start the Gemara. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. If not, then tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah, there's a lot to do in the Gemara. I want to make sure we do it the right way. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva says, Chodesh Barishonam, V'Chodesh Bachrona, V'Yud Beis Chodesh Ba'emtza, Harei Yud Dalet Chodesh. Again, right? Whatever you're going to answer for Rabbi Yishmael, you're going to say Rabbi Akiva was doing the same thing. Right?
It's kind of hard to say it. It's the rainy season thing. It's like even more difficult to say because Rabbi Akiva, because it's only 14 months, not 8 months.
Yes and no. It depends what you need.
I don't know how far.
If you only need one thing, then less time might actually be better. Right? Because then you don't have to be planting, you know, 3 months out, you're spending a month out. But yeah, the nafkamina is knowing how to farm, which we don't. So don't know clarity on that. But Rabbi Akiva says a month before, 12 months the minimum, a month after, fine. So Rashi tells us, Rabbi Akiva, I'm a farish b'gemara, I'm a ma'pliki. What their machlokas about is it's really a detail within how much achila is necessary in order to be considered to be a... in order to be considered to be in achila for this. So we're gonna leave that aside for the moment. Okay, good. Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav. If you want to look there later, you know, feel free. Now Rabbi Yishmael comes along. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, says Rabbi Yishmael, Bamed Devar Mamurim, when are these words said? So whenever you have that statement, you need to know what are these words. Right? So Rashi is usually kind enough to tell us what it's referring to because we don't want to make a mistake here. So, Vamed Devar Mamurim, says Rashi, Shetzarech Yurches Chodesh Tavtei Beis Habaal. In the Beis Habaal, when I just told you that it's going to be 18 months, it's not Davka 18 months. That's only Bisdei Lavan. That's only in a Stei Lavan. What is a Stei Lavan? Means a grain field. Why is a grain field called a white field? Because when you look out on the grain, when it's all growing, it looks white. It looks almost like it's covered in snow. If you ever like drive through like Nebraska or somewhere like in the middle of the country, you know, it's just like appears like there's white going, you know, forever. Well, that's a stay lava. Avo b'stei ilan, but if it's, I guess, an orchard, if it's a tree field, Kanas es tvuaso, umasak es zesav, vikanas es kaitso, are elo gimel shanim. But in a tree field, if you bring in tvuaso, now tvuaso is very hard to believe means grain, even that's what tvua means, because then we're dealing with a stei lavan. Right? That would be problematic. So Rashi tells us that kanas es tvaso is yayin shel gefanim. It means grapes. Oh, right, of course it means grapes. Why would wheat not mean grapes? So Tosos helps us out a little bit. And Tosos says, kanas es tvaso, lahachi karele lekerem tevua. Why does it call kerem, a vineyard? Why does it call tevua? Mishum dechsivu tvuas hakerem. The fruits of the kerem are referred to as tvua. So I guess tvua can be used as meaning that which is produced, really, and then you have to look at the context as opposed to meaning wheat specifically. So if you have a field and it produces grapes, and then masak es zesav, and you take the olives and the kaitso, all of these things, we'll see in a second what they all are, that equals gimel shanim. That's the same as 3 years. Says Rashi, "Umasak as zesa v'kanas as kaitzo te'enim liket v'yavshan ba." If you took the dates and gathered them and dried them out, v'asak tzios and made them into katzios v'echnisan nabayis arizu chazaka kiklu en gimel shanim. If you did all three of these things, it's the same as 3 years. So let's go back a second. We missed a Rashi here too. So what on earth is happening here? So what's the b'stei lavan shekober asan katenberg echol v'ira tzara gimoshana? A wheat field. Again, we're going to have to go back to just accepting the agricultural premises of the Mishnah as fact, because we don't know otherwise. The wheat field produces wheat once a year. Once a year. So if you, and if it's a Beis HaBaal wheat field, then it's going to produce once a year when it's the rainy season. And that's it for the year. So if that's the case, then you need to produce over 3 years, but you can truncate it to 18 months. However, B'stei Ilon, Shepirusen, Lokotin, Prokim, Hanobin, Perek Acher, Zaysin, Perek Acher, Te'inu, Perek Acher. Even though we're talking, again, we have to be talking about the same mitzius of rain. Right? I would imagine that the three items that we're talking about, which are grapes, olives, and figs, are probably planted at around the same time, but they grow and become fruits and are ready to be harvested at different times. Right? Because they probably all need the rain at the beginning, I would assume. So, what's the chiddush here? Is that you are going to be doing three full harvests that are complete harvests of that min during the same year. During the same year. That equals a full-fledged chazakah. That equals a full-fledged chazakah. Surprising or not surprising?
A little. You said that harvesting, you said yesterday that planting is the action, not really harvesting.
Well, to defend myself, I mean, all I was doing was, first of all, was explaining to others, but no. I think, right, the kasha was why we, here, l'chora, we're focusing, I think, on harvesting, not focusing on planting. So, the answer to that, I believe, is that the focus that we had yesterday on planting was a chiddush, that even planting is okay. Harvesting is like, that's like the ultimate in terms of acting like an owner and taking the crops. The chiddush was that if I'm zoreya and it's the only time that I'm planting the field for this year, that it's also going to be like the owner and it's also going to stand out. But a lakita, but taking it, certainly should be the case. So that point does not trouble me so much. But is this otherwise surprising? So I don't know. It makes us think twice about what is Rabbi Shmuel telling us. Meaning, what is a Chezkas Gimel Shanim? Because we thought until now, again, what do we know? What we know is that if it produces constantly, you need 3 whole years. What we also know is that if it doesn't produce constantly, which means it only produces once a year, then it requires 3 years, but they can be shrunk into 18 months. Now, that's talking about a stay laban. So in a stay laban, you're going to only be harvesting once a year. And that's it for the field. So what would I have said about this? If Rabbi Shmuel, again, Lu Yitzui or Rabbi Shmuel had not come along and given us this Bamed Dvar Mamurim. And I was standing here and I asked you, okay, but what if we have a field that produces 3 different crops at 3 different times, each one only once a year? Can you get less than 18 months? So first of all, what it told me, there's no such thing where the field can't do that. But obviously it can, so we're going to get past that for now. What would you have said? No. You would have said no. Why would you have said no? Because maybe there's something about 18 months. One second, right? Meaning, you need a representation of 3 years. The chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel is that the crop of that year, that one time, is ki'ilu, I have a whole year. So now year, but I still, again, right? 3 months in year one, 12 in year two, and this in each, I'm sorry, and the 3 in year 3, I still can check off, right? Year 1, year 2, and year 3. I still have 3 years. I just managed to squash them. And then 3 months here, 3 months here equals the whole year. That's not what's happening over here. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
No, because
Rabbi. No what?
You
would. You're not surprised by Rabbi Shmuel.
No, I think that doesn't really make sense to me because
you
say 3 months. He says 3 months at the. He says 3 months at the end of the first year and 3 months at the beginning of the second year, right?
Yeah.
So what he's saying is, and we're going by the end of the year, so it means crops can grow in the end of the year and in the beginning of the year. So then when you look at the
right.
12 months,
it where should be, there shouldn't be any crops over here.
Either there shouldn't be any crops or there should be two. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what Moshe was bothering about yesterday, not in a bad way. Moshe asked me yesterday also. Somehow the Metzius is that this is going to be the late one for this year, it's going to be the early one for this year, and this one's going to come on time for that year.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Farming.
Right, I don't know how that's possible.
That's
but it has to be. I maybe my spare time I'll try to do some farming research.
Would you do a field trip, small event.
Right. It's an agricultural question more.
Why do you speak?
But again, but this right? Isn't this what I would have said the same thing, right? Rabbi Shmuel, I wouldn't have thought you could condense into just 1 year. I would have said his finish is that, and again, and even Rabbi Akiva, he got it to 14. He wouldn't have left to 14 months because I need a shtickle of year one and a shtickle of year three. But I have to have Din Lashonim. What Rabbi Shmuel says in this Bamed Dvar Mamurim is almost earth-shattering. Right? It changes, I think, our whole perspective on what we're looking for. Right now it's going to emerge, because again, we have to take this back, because Rabbi Shmuel himself talking. Now what's going to emerge is that you don't really need 3 years in a base of Baal. Don't need 3 years in a Beis Habal. What you need is three achilos that are the achila of the year. It's not the clearest way of saying it, but let me, if I elaborate, hopefully it will become clear. Right? What I need is that in order for a chazaka to take place, I have to grab fully a crop. The amount that it can produce in a year, three times. Right? So if I'm talking about the same crop, then the mice that only produces once a year. But it is not fundamental that it's taking 3 years. It is incidental. It's really that I need three achilos that are complete achilos, decimation or taking of a crop for whatever it can produce in a year. And therefore says Rabbi Yishmael, why do I need the 18 months? I really only need the 18 months because I need a connection. I need to connect Achila number 1 and Achila number 3. And the only way to connect them is by throwing in the 12 months in the middle. Why do they need to be connected? Because otherwise it's Mifuzar, it's all over the place, and then maybe the Ma'ar is going to show up. But there's no Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that it has to be 18 months. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel can come along and say, I have a weird scenario. I have a scenario where the same field produces three completely different crops. Completely different crops. Each one only once a year. And therefore, I can have three full achilos that are a year's worth of achila in one field. Maybe in less than a year. And that would be Gimel Shana. Because it would be three, it's hard to say, it was 3 years of crops, but not from different years. Now, but you have to say something like that. Otherwise, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't make any sense. Which is impossible. One second. Yeah. Does, again, it needs to be digested a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's assume yes. Let's assume, again, I don't think we have any reason to assume that Rabbi Akiva argues on this. Again, it has a little bit to do with understanding what they are arguing about between the 18 and the 14. It seems to do, again, the Gemara calls it later on, Peri Rabba versus Peri Zuta, how much needs to be produced.
And whether it be over a shorter time or not.
I don't have a reason to suspect that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with this halacha of Rabbi Ishmael. I don't think so. But again, Rabbi Ishmael, in a certain sense, really reveals to us that 3 years has nothing to do with time. Has nothing to do with time. It's 3 years worth of achilos. It's 3 years worth of achilos. And this is going to be very significant, I think, when we get to the Gemara, when the Gemara starts talking about the Shor HaMuad and trying to understand the, you know, what's this magic number 3 that we are trying to derive from the Shor HaMuad. So I want to share one little part. That's what I was looking for this before, but now it just caught my eye now, from the Yad Ramah. What does Rabbi Ishmael hold? The Katsavar Rabbi Ishmael, the Kaven Da'achla Tlasa Piri, if you ate 3 types of fruit, Afilu Bechada Shata, even in 1 year, Havya Chazaka, it's like a Chazaka, the Kol Pira Minayu Kechada Shasa Dami. I mean, he really says what we were saying, right? Every one of those peros equals a year. So what does that mean that it's a year? I need nachil of what it's going to produce in a year. V'yafa gad etzlasa mini ninu v'lo achecho mina minayu alchad hazimna. That's 3 different ones. And I only had each one once. Kevan dani tlasa mini lo afiku ba'de adade. They did not come at the same time. That's important. Because if they came at the same time, then we would look at the field that it's one production. They have to be 3 different times. Each one will work for the other ones. They're fine. Which the other Rama is also clear, like that he holds like that run that we said before, and that you always are going to need 3 years. Which means, according to the Chachamim, it's all about the time. It's all about the time. Now, why is all of this going to be significant? And we'll stop with this because I don't want to confuse things. But again, the more the chazakah has to do with a raya, as we said from the Ritva, and as we thought the pshat is according to Moses. So then, what's the backdrop? The backdrop is, well, really the best raya is your shtar. Hold on to your shtar. Okay, but how long do you want me to hold on to my shtar for? Well, if it's a certain amount of time to hold on to my shtar, I understand the chachamim. You know, 3 years is 3 years, right? There's a certain time limit on it. There's a certain time limit on it. But because you're dealing with different types of food now in 1 year, you don't have to watch your shtar anymore. It becomes a much more difficult shita to understand. So it really impacts our overall perspective. Again, this isn't a solution. I'm just raising it as something we're going to have to think about. But the shita of the Chachamim, who always say 3 years, is actually very mistaber. It makes a lot of sense the more that it's connected to shtar. What Rabbi Shmuel is saying is that, again, there's some sort of other calculation that's going on here that we're going to have to figure out. But we'll have to look at that. We'll have to figure that out tomorrow. The what?
Could the machlokas be that the Chachamim hold Chesed Raya and the other one holds
I'm nervous saying that because we haven't even found any Rishonim that are going to say there right now that it's a Cheskas Kinyan. How would that be?
But
I get where you're getting, yeah. Why you'd want to say it, but if you, again, as more we look at the sugyas, it's going to be a bit radical to say such a mahalo.